This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
Y'all know my next guest from Brooklyn Nine-Nine and Veep. Please welcome back to The Late Show, Matt Walsh.
Hi, Steven.
Nice to see you again.
Nice to see you. Glad you're healthy.
Thanks. Well, the thing is that people may not know is that you were supposed to be here a couple of weeks ago. You were one of my guests the night that I actually tested positive for COVID. But please accept my apologies for being mortal that I couldn't be here, because I realized that I have a sacred oath to be here every night, and you just flew to New York just for the show, right?
Yeah, apology accepted, but I made a night of it. I went to TKTS, bought the cheapest seats I could find, saw some great world-class theater, and then walked home in the midst of the post-Phish concert nitrous oxide party that was happening.
I'm sorry, what? Where?
Post-Phish, everybody does nitrous balloons. So at first, I thought,
like, outside the garden or something?
Yeah, right outside Madison Square Garden. So when I was walking home, I'm like, what a great little gift. Like, you go to a concert, they give you a balloon, and then I saw people going, and then I'm like, oh, it's nitrous.
Wow.
Like, the party's going.
Do you enjoy a whippet? Do you enjoy doing
it? I don't.
You don't? Good, because it's bad.
It's bad for your brain cells.
Don't do it.
Yeah, I agree.
Don't do it. Don't do it.
For anybody watching, don't do it.
Yeah.
This show is really helpful for America. Don't do whippets. If nothing else.
If there's one
thing. If nothing else, the dog or the drug, don't do whippets.
If I can just keep one person out there from taking a Ready Whip can and let it settle for a couple of hours, and not tilting it, just going like that, don't.
Yeah. Yeah, keep your brain cells, America.
Yes. Now, you became a pet owner over COVID. A lot of people did, but you couldn't get, like, a dog or a cat to save your life. Every shelter had everything adopted in it. So you took a choice that maybe not the first for everybody. Can you tell me, why did this happen? What is...
I got into raising chickens, and
They make good pets?
They are pretty good pets, and you get eggs from them. And the two roosters there, the black one is called Mr. Pantaloons.
That's
Mr. a Polish Pantaloons. Silky, yeah, because they have feathers on their legs.
Is that a silky?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a silky.
And the one, you know your chickens. And the one behind him is Scrawny, and he's sort of the beta, so the black one, he's the dominant, and Scrawny's the second.
Tell me about all the other chickens.
I couldn't name them. They're just hens. They're identical.
But what?
Well, they're just
Rhode
Island Reds.
All female chickens are the same
to you. They
don't
have any distinguished...
Whatever, man. Just give me my eggs.
Now I'm in trouble.
You are in trouble. It's time to cancel Matt Walsh.
They don't have a lot of distinguishing characteristics, in my defense. Mm-hmm. I challenge you to find a difference between any
chickens?
Of those hens.
Between chickens?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Bring them over.
All right, I will.
Leave me alone
for a
while.
Give me
some lemon, some olive oil. And I will find a difference between these chickens.
Yeah.
So, I mean, what, is it fun to have chickens? Do you feel like a farmer?
I do, and my wife didn't like it at first because I built the coop myself in the beginning, but it was a little too janky and shanty town. And she's like, get rid of it, let's order a real one. So we ordered a real one.
Was it really better?
Much better, yeah.
Do you have the kind that rolls around, so different parts of the lawn? Do you have that
kind? No, it's permanent. We put a fence around it, and it's a real deal chicken
coop. Keep it out the wolves, right? The fence is to keep
coyotes. We do have coyotes
in L.A.
Seriously?
Yeah, that's right. We have coyotes here, too. They're everywhere.
Really?
There are coyotes in Brooklyn.
Really?
Pardon my French, but there are coyotes everywhere in the United States.
Not in Manhattan.
There are coyotes outside this theater right now, waiting to pick off some of the stragglers here in this audience. They hit them in the ankle, and they move in and just tear them apart.
They come in on trash night. They know when trash night is, and they come in over the bridge.
Yeah, exactly. We have to take a quick break, but when we come back, I will ask Matt about working with Eva Longoria and her chickens.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey everybody, we're back here with our dear friend Matt Walsh. Okay, the new movie. Let's get to the new movie. Let's move some tickets here.
Yeah.
Okay. Now it's called.
You don't even know what it is yet.
Applaud yet until they know what it is. The movie is called Unplugging.
Yes.
You wrote this thing. It's with Eva Longoria. What's it about?
It's about a couple who decides to reconnect. They're going to put their devices down for a weekend and go into nature. And it's not a horror. It's a comedy.
Eva Longoria is a very impressive person. Before I had ever met her, what do we have here?
So Eva's a friend, and I said, I'm going to see Steven. What's a good Cinco de Mayo gift? She's Mexican. And she said, why don't you just give him some of my tequila? So she sent along with me some of her own tequila. And I wish I had, do you have a celebrity product?
What?
You know, like Clooney has
cream.
A tequila. You have an ice cream? Oh yeah, you do.
Mine's for charity, unlike Clooney, who pockets everything.
I might have like,
Yeah, George.
I might have a stain remover stick. That's about the only thing I could endorse.
Oh, that'd be fantastic.
I don't really have anything sexy.
Do you do the spider bites? Do you want the limes or do you not care about
that? I like
that?
To sip it, if that's
like
okay.
I do. Really?
But I'll have a lime.
No, that's right, that. I don't know why. I think it's because I've known you.
You're cursing a lot. Is that one of the side effects of COVID?
Yeah, I think it's because I've known you since my 20s. That's why I'm dropping so many F-bombs. There you go.
And the band can have the rest, by the way.
That is fantastic.
These fellas are
the band does not. No. No. No.
You're never going to keep it?
I'm already down.
Come on.
No, I'm already down one band leader. We got to protect these people. We have a clip here. What's happening in Das Klippen?
Oh, it's a car, and we just left the bar in this crazy town in downstate Indiana, and we meet one of the locals who was a little friendly at first, and then we're kind of regretting getting in the car with the local.
Jim.
Good for you. You found peace out here.
Yeah, my analog life was working out just fine, but this new digital web life, well, it drove me to drink. And meaningless sex. And smack.
Smack the drug?
Once they got you, they don't let go. You start to need those likes and those follows and branded content. And then you search one time for thermal socks. And pretty soon, you're getting buried in sock ads.
Who's this?
This is Lulu. Oh.
Hi, Lulu.
She didn't talk. She's a raccoon.
Right. Oh.
Is that an animatronic? Are we talking Country Bear Jamboree raccoon, or
that's
is that
a real raccoon? And I'll tell you, when you work with animals, it's always potluck. You don't know what you're gonna get. And the day we showed up, the raccoon wrangler says, not a good day. And we're like, what's going on?
Wait a second.
Yeah.
The raccoon wasn't having a good day.
No, she just said to us, not a good day. She was not, the wrangler said this, and we're like, why? And she's like, well, that truck we're filming in was owned by a smoker, and raccoons hate cigarette smoke. So the raccoon's not in a good mood already.
Wow.
So
did the raccoon, like, come at you?
I was afraid of the raccoon. You can see real fear in my, because it's climbing on you.
And it can smell the chickens.
Raccoons love chickens.
They love chickens.
Raccoons, possums, everybody loves chickens. The minute you get chickens, everybody's coming over the fence.
And you're just a big chicken.
Yeah. Probably, mm-hmm. Yeah.
They're also a rabies vector. Have you had yourself checked out?
I did not get bit, but I also handle a skunk in the movie, and I like skunks better than raccoons. I'm probably gonna get in trouble for that, but skunks were friendlier.
Canceled again.
Canceled again. And then
and
a chicken. We handle a chicken. I had Eva handle the chicken. I don't pick up chickens. I'm afraid I'll hurt them.
You just got to go from the head down.
I know. You got to push.
And then you get the wings in, so they feel gentle. And then you tuck them right here. They like the tuck.
But they're fragile feeling. Like they feel like you could break them. That's why I don't like handling them.
But then don't.
That's why I don't.
It's up to you. Just don't break the chicken. Don't be afraid.
I don't know my strength. The rabbits. George the rabbits. George the rabbits.
Yeah. Let's end on that.
Okay. A mice and man reference. Mice, cheers. Happy Cinco de Mayo.
To men and chickens.
You guys get some of this.
Unplugging is available on demand now. Matt Walsh, everybody.
This has been The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. If you're enjoying The Late Show Pod Show, leave us a 5-star review on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. Watch The Late Show with Stephen Colbert weeknights at 11:35, 10:35 Central on CBS and Paramount Plus. And for more exclusive Late Show content, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and subscribe to The Late Show on YouTube. Late Show Pod Show listeners can get 20% off on all Late Show with Stephen Colbert merchandise on ParamountShop.com. That's 20% off at checkout on all Late Show shirts, mugs, accessories, and more with code TLS20 at ParamountShop.com.
Jeremy Renner returns to Paramount Plus for a brand new season of the original hit series, Mayor of Kingstown.
My job is to create a balance, avoid a war.
From executive producer Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone.
There's some new players in town, and they brought the plague.
And Antoine Fuqua, director of Training Day.
I know it's always been a war zone, Mike, but this is next level.
The mayor is back in business.
Are you warning me?
You're going to find out.
Mayor of Kingstown, new season streaming June 2nd, exclusively on Paramount Plus.